If God spoke to you during the active portion of your day, would you notice? Welcome to my R2B Media and the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Today's instruction, the conversion. Jesus said, "Those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them." John 6:37. A man named John Bunyan was tormented by guilt. At times, he was comforted by the fact that the Apostle Peter was forgiven for denying Christ. At other times, he was distraught over the fact that Esau was rejected, even after turning back to the Lord and seeking him. Was Bunyan a Peter or an Esau? A new creation or a blasphemous sinner? The torment continued until the assurance of Jesus' words sank into his heart. He will never reject those who come to him. Now, before his conversion, Bunyan understood the words of God simply as words. Scripture was a book of theological information. But after his conversion, the Bible came alive to him. God's voice was in it. He read Scripture with renewed zeal. Its words now began the keys the kingdom, shining the truth and love of God on him with wonderful clarity. The Bible had not changed, but his relationship with the author certainly had. When he had once been a stale and condemning religious book, it became a source of life and fullness. Many people read the Bible without ever hearing God's voice in it. Others read it with a deep conviction that they are receiving the words of God straight from his mouth. What's the difference? Relationship. When we know the Father, we begin to see him clearly in his word as well as in our circumstances, the direction of our lives, and the people around us. What once appeared confusing and lifeless now overflows with the goodness and blessing. God's voice becomes clear to those who know him. And the better we get to know him, the stronger our sense that it grows. And when we look at the Bible, we may not grasp who Jesus is, but when we look at Jesus, we grasp everything his word speaks to us. Let's pray. Jesus, give me the gift of seeing your word with my new eyes, as if I'm reading it for the very first time every day. Make my vision come alive with new insights every time I gaze into the truth of your word. Take care, God bless, and make it a great day.